Welcome to Vibrant Voices with Christine Vibrant and guests, offering stories that resonate with you, represent you, and offer you examples of nourishing, naturally healthy living. Vibrant Voices reshape reality, allow us to rethink our programming and access our authentic awakening to the light and power within. You can be afraid and achieve anyway. That's how we did it. Vibrant Voices starts now.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Vibrant Voices with Christine Vibrant on this beautiful, gorgeous Thursday morning. I'm calling in from Texas, and I hope that you're listening in from around the country and around the world as we launch our Vibrant Voices Write Your Own Story today. And I'm so excited to be sharing this with you because I have just been so blessed to come from a writer's retreat in Nashville, Tennessee, with an amazing mentor, one of the leaders in my life who has helped shape my vibrant voice, offered clarity in moments of chaos. And I just want to give you this moment to head back to a previous show when you have some time. Look up the show with Jennifer Grace. Now, this will be found in our Waking Hope section. Jennifer Grace is an amazing mentor and leader, and she has offered so many people clarity in their lives, and her giveaway is a great gift for you. Often when we start writing a story, when we want to leap into something that is unknown, we'll have many, many, many blocks in the way. I call it every iteration of myself that didn't do the work showing up. And when you're not sure where to go, and maybe the environment that you're in isn't ideal for a vibrant voice, it does help to tap into people who will lift you up, who are working on their own transformation, and who understand that the transformative experience is not linear and can look wild and chaotic to those who are not part of it and who will not step into their transformation. And so today's subject, as we're writing our stories, as we're jumping into doing different things, is one of the fundamental parts of transformation that we often overlook, and that's our self-care. What is self-care in terms of people who are suffering chronic illness, who are struggling with chronic pain and fatigue, people who have given their best and given their all, and it just doesn't seem to be connecting. It doesn't seem to be bringing the results that you so desire. What does this look like? Well, for the first part, and certainly for my book, it's about acceptance and sitting with everything that has happened and saying whatever has come before is really meaningless. In this moment, as I choose to step into my vibrant voice, as I step into everything I've desired in my life, yes, I'm shaking and I'm feeling a little scared. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to commit to this very first small possible step. And for some of us, that means looking at our daily lives, looking at what we're putting in and on our body and saying, this isn't working for me. And that can feel quite scary. I know because I've been there. After my diagnoses and horrific prognosis, I never liked my prognosis. I decided to be the stubborn self I always was, world-renowned opposite effect, I've called myself, to my own joyfulness and other people's raised eyebrow. You've got to choose what it is that you're wanting in your life. And you need to commit. Having clarity really, really helps. I got clear on the fact that I wanted to practice self-care that was going to help my body and was going to elevate my quality of life. What does that look like? Well, I'm going to show you. As we're stepping to changing the world, we're also stepping in to different ways of shopping, different ways of buying, different ways of spoiling and treating ourselves. The person who was meant to be my guest today, and it didn't quite work out, has this wonderful, wonderful skincare line called MS Skincare. And MS Skincare is a beautiful skincare line that is filler-free, zero fillers, zero toxins. Each ingredient is intentionally chosen. And the wonderful rewards, not just for my own self and my own body, but everybody that purchases these items for their self-care, It's not just that you look and feel better. It's that you are becoming better every day. Nourishing naturally healthy living means taking a step back and looking at everything that has come before. Making peace with it, you were doing the best you could with what you knew. And then taking a step and saying, I deserve better. I deserve to feel incredible in my daily routine. I deserve to have my morning start with a beautiful mantra, whether it is a face wash mantra. And this bottle, by the way, lasts over 12 months. Whether it is a mantra that you sing, something that you wake up with, an I am, you deserve these moments of mindfulness, these moments of self-connection that become self-love. To share a little bit about the skincare line and with my clients and with my customers, this has been the joy of my business. Having a small business in a foreign country when you're a resident and not a citizen means that you need to access different ways of bringing things into being. I have had to choose very carefully what my business is about, and nourishing naturally healthy living has been a mantra of my life going forward from all the diagnoses I received when I thought I was fine. I thought I was just being me. This is just Christine. You're weak, you're sensitive. All of the nasty words that were given to me through my life. And I decided that that was not the way I wanted to be anymore. I wanted to be empowered. I wanted to feel good in my body every day. No matter what my chronic illnesses were bringing up, I wanted to feel good. I wanted to know that I could manage what was coming up with joy and love and vibrancy. And so I started to dive into research. Quite often, when we're feeling stuck or sad or alone, our thoughts can spiral. And that is a pain cycle, my dears. A pain cycle is physical, emotional, mental. The brain registers it the same, does not differentiate between a physical pain or an emotional pain. And quite often when we're feeling out of sorts, we can start to question ourselves, and that can be painful. And then we start diving into the whys, and that can bring more pain as you try to find a solution to a struggle that is not really meant to be yours to struggle with anymore. Being aware that you're in a pain cycle, being aware that a way of being or thinking is causing you pain, is a beautiful disruption of that cycle. I'm sure my chronic illness warriors know, and you're aware of this, that when we start to feel a pain and we start to feel anxiety about this, one of the first things we do is try to push back and push back harder. Think of an elastic band. When you're pulling it in one direction and you suddenly snap it loose, it wants to go in the opposite direction, and that causes pain. Disruption is the key, disrupting these cycles. Having these moments of mindfulness and going, yes, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Yes, I'm feeling sad. Yes, I'm feeling isolated. Yes, I'm feeling intense, debilitating pain. But today, in this moment, I'm going to take a breath. Today, in this moment, I'm going to have a sip of water. Today, in this moment of intense pain, I'm going to take a minute and put one hand on my heart, one hand on my belly, and take that loving breath in and out. And then I'm going to choose. With my business, I have chosen to bring clean self-care, organic self-care, in terms of skincare, in terms of herbal teas, in terms of magnesium sprays, in terms of loving kindness for your body. Shampoo and conditioner bars, because one, they're fun and it's something new. And don't you love being neurodivergent and diving into new experiences? Don't you love being the first in your family or circle of friends to say, hey, guess what I found? I found this really interesting new product, this new item, this new way of being. I'd love to share it with you. It is thrilling when you find ways to love yourself that also build others up. And I'd like to share a little bit with you today. Honoring your body, honoring everywhere it's been, everywhere it's taken you, everything that it has done for you is key to your healing journey. Healing is going to look different to all of us. And one thing to remember is healing isn't going back to what you were before. That is what got you ill in the first place. I know, because I was trying to be the best good girl out there, following everybody's steps, checking all the boxes, taking all the treatments, 100% compliant. And all I got was sicker and sadder and stuck. And that was not a good place for me to be. When you are a vibrant voice and you have vibrancy in your body, feeling stuck can bring you down to the lowest of the lows. And that can really, really shake your world. Shake loose everything you are. We have that beautiful quote, when you break, that's how the light gets in. I have a little saying about this too. When you break, that's how your light gets out. You are a light. You have always been light. It's just that we've been struggling for too long with things that didn't start with us. And so here's my little ism for everybody who comes to me and says, I'm struggling. Stop. Stop struggling. Don't put any more energy, your beautiful, loving energy, into a maelstrom that is tearing you down. Let's stop doing that right now. Let's honor our bodies and give it what it needs. Let's give it beautiful, clean self-care. Vitamin C-rich amla oil that I use both for my skin and my hair. And as you can see, I'm using a lot of it. And this has brought my very dried out hair to a beautiful natural state. Makeup free, filter free, nothing on my face, just me showing up. This is really, really possible because of the dignitary oil I use with rosemary and clary sage. And what I love about these products is every time I share it, the same expression comes onto people's faces. Wow. And yes, it is possible to feel that good from a skincare product. What I'd like you to do, if you're doubting me, is to go and take a look at the ingredients that are in your skincare, and then to go and take a look at the ingredients that are in these. You can find them on my website, beingbetterme.llc.com. We have a new website launching, beingbetterme.llc.com, for these and more. And I want you to get curious. You do not have to purchase a thing. I want you to go and take a look and to research and to take that into your own hands. Self-determination theory states that when we choose to control the outcomes of the task we're taking on hand, it usually works out. Stepping into giving yourself what you deserve and what you know you deserve will light up the ability in yourself to continue this process. Stepping into the unknown can feel very scary. And doing so with love, self-love, a little bit of guidance, perhaps, from a mentor who's been there, never telling you what to do, but just saying, mind out, there's a cliff on that way. And over here, there's a bit of a swamp. We don't want to go that way. Why don't you try this route? Is a really loving way also to affect your own healing. Before we take a moment to take a break, I do want to invite you to think about what it is you would like to change in your daily care. What it is that you'd like to honor about your journey with your body so far. What is it you may be sitting with today that feels heavy, that you're ready just to let go of and to stop struggling with? And I invite you to write in. Today's show, when you write in and you leave your email with us, I'm offering you a 15-minute write your own story consult for free. We're going to spend some time together and just solidify what it is you're wanting to rewrite as we dive into allowing our vibrant voices to shine and show the way. Your resiliency is there. Give yourself permission today to allow the unfolding to allow the process of your healing to be what you want, to stop following everybody else's check marks and to say, today is the day I'm going to find my vibrant voice, because Christine Vibrant certainly found hers. And I'm curious about what mine sounds like, how mine resonates in the world. And so as we take a moment to have a break, please think about what it is you'd like to write in to the show, what it is you'd like to perhaps send an email to me about. And you can email me at hello@beingbetterme.llc.com. That's hello, H-E-L-L-O, at beingbetterme.llc.com. And I'm so looking forward to hearing what things you would like to rewrite, what it is you'd like to change about your daily healthy living as you begin nourishing naturally healthy living in your life. Again, Christine Vibrant here with Vibrant Voices as we take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking a little more about that amazing retreat and the work that Jennifer Grace does with so many wonderful, wonderful, amazing souls. Please stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Feeling overwhelmed by life and underwhelmed by your prospects, unheard and unappreciated? Vibrant Voices gets joyful about authenticity and reshaping your reality. Join Christine Vibrant and guests on Vibrant Voices and give your voice a chance to be represented. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
And welcome back to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, as we're diving into self-care for spiritual growth and what that means for rewriting your story. In the first part of our show, we've been talking about self-care as spiritual growth and self-care for relieving the burdens, relieving the toxicity in your body, opening up your vibrant voice. What does this look like? And what the heck am I talking about as a life and health coach and skincare? Well, I want to share a little bit about some of the feedback that I've received, and not only for myself. This has been transformational for my life and my health after numerous surgeries and recovering from organ loss and just isolation and sadness and all of the mental burden that comes from being invalidated for decades. And I know my endo warriors out there are nodding their heads and rolling their eyes. It can be transformational to your journey and to your feeling about yourself when you start noticing the lines fade, when you start noticing the blotches even out, when you start noticing the hair staying in and not being in a ball in your hand. This has been a pain point that many of my customers and my clients have brought up, that there's just so much about themselves that they're losing. They're losing so much, and they can see it in their physical form. They can feel it in their mental persona. They can see it in their daily lives, and it's disheartening for so many. And so it's the thrill and the joy of my life to say, that's okay, that's all right. I know there's a lot going on, but let's choose one thing. Let's step into one area. I'd love to share a little bit about shampoo bars and conditioners. We're taking plastic bottles completely out of circulation by purchasing shampoo bars and conditioners. They last a heck of a lot longer as well because there are zero fillers in them. It's really fun to use a bar, and it's easier to travel with, certainly, when you have bars. But one of the stories I've gotten back that has brought me to tears, absolute just relief for the pain that is no longer there, but holding space and compassion for how long this person has been struggling with chronic pain, joint pain, looking in their mirror and going, I'm in my 30s. Why is this happening? I'd get pictures of a ball of hair in the hand and tears. Ms. Farr, I want to feel better. Christine Vibrant, I want to feel better. And saying, here, try these. If you don't like it, you can send it back. We'll talk about that. And getting subsequent pictures of the ball of hair being less and less and less until it's just a few healthy strands, and how that elevates your connection with yourself. What does this mean for writing your story, and what does this mean for spiritual growth? Well, quite often when we're stepping into spiritual growth, we can get stuck in religion. We can get stuck in habits and ways of being and ways of thinking. And a P word that comes up over and over again, perception. Perception of other people's opinions, perception of what we think we should be doing, perception of how things should unfold in our life is going to get in your way over and over. And so I want you to understand that your perception of the way you are and the way you are being can and should be rewritten with loving kindness. And this is why I'm offering those 15-minute sessions. It's just a very short, brief little chat and consult about what it is that you're wanting to rewrite. Perhaps there's something that's just burning inside you to be spoken, just as I'm speaking about self-care as a spiritual tool. This was burning inside me to talk about because I remember living in Asia and having access to the most elegant malls, the most beautiful stores, and every brand my heart could desire. Growing up in a small town in South Africa meant that I didn't always have access to what I saw on TV. And living in Asia, earning my own money, being that different and opposite effect, opened up the possibilities of accessing so much more than I previously had. But what it showed me was that more isn't always better, was that getting what you think you want doesn't always work out the way that you think it's going to. And so your perception of the situation can be changed. I will say that the skincare I offer, all of the self-care I offer on beingbetterme.llc.com has elevated not only my life and raised the quality of life, not just for me, but everybody who steps into it. And I love sharing it with those who are curious. My spiritual growth has exponentially improved because I look in the mirror and I can say with surety, I love you. I love the way you learn. I love the way you're letting go of what's not serving you. I love how you're showing up. I love how you're elevating my self-care. Too often, those of us with chronic illness, chronic pain, and chronic fatigue drop our self-care like a hot potato. Now, how are you going to expect anyone to pay attention and listen to all of who you are and your story after being invalidated for so long when you're not showing up for yourself in the most simple way? This was jarring for me, and I had to learn to love myself again after being isolated and in pain for so long. And this is part of rewriting my story. Christine Vibrant came into being when I chose to let go of everything I thought I should be and the perception of others in my life. It didn't really matter what they thought of me. They weren't living my life. And if they couldn't meet me and understand and validate my experience, I wasn't going to give them my attention and my energy anymore, but instead bring it back to self. And this is where you begin rewriting. I want you to take a moment to think of what worked for you in the past. What did you experience or put into motion where you felt joy, where you had that moment of being suspended in space and time, not stuck in the past, not worried about the future, but just being here now? What was that you were doing? What made you feel eternal? What blurred the lines between your physical body and the environment you were occupying? This can take some time, and this is where I'd like you to sit with a book and write some things down. It's really great to speak to yourself, and if you don't want to feel as if you're losing your mind, take a pen and paper and put it down. No one has to read it. This is purely for you. In fact, at our writer's retreat, one of the most interesting moments in my observation was when we were taking notes of what other people were writing, a beautiful method of feedback. And then we had to read what we wrote. And almost every single one of us, and I think I can say every single one of us, had a moment of, what did I write? What's that word? What was I saying? And it showed me clearly that even if it's you putting down words, you're not always going to be able to read what you wrote. So let it flow. No one has to read it. You want to take it a step further? Rip out that paper. Let's burn it up safely. We're not starting any fires here. Mindfully and safely, we're going to create little rituals for ourselves. Starting with a daily self-care ritual is vital. Waking up with a smile is a good place to start. Having that cup of water first thing in the morning is an excellent place to show your body some real self-love and care. But in any moment, you can do this for yourself. That moment of mindfulness, the moment of taking pen to paper and writing down what it is you're feeling, especially if you're struggling, especially if you're exhausted, especially if you're feeling unheard and invalidated. Write it down. Give it to yourself. What has worked before? How did you feel when you were feeling so good in your body? And what about this moment can you bring into your day? Can you bring into your week? On my flight back home, I met a really interesting gentleman and we spoke the whole way. In fact, he turned to me and said, "Is this going to be like those movies where all we have on the plane is a conversation?" And it turned out that way. And he allowed me, with all of my spiritualness, to have a conversation with him about stuckness in the body and came to the conclusion that his throat was carrying a lot of tension in his neck. And so my challenge to him was, find your power anthem and sing it in the shower every day and see what happens. Be curious. Dive into your self-care. Take it to the shower. Make sure you're having a shower every day. Make sure you're washing your body and loving every part of it that's carrying you so far. Often when we have chronic illness, we can think, I hate myself, I hate my body. But the truth is, your body has taken you everywhere in this world and will give you everything your heart desires if you show up for it like you're expecting it to show up for you. Taking these moments of loving kindness can feel very strange if it's not your habit. And this is why we give ourselves a small space of time, a short 15-minute consult, so that you can get used to what it is to receive if you've been giving for too long. My people pleasers, my givers, my people with chronic illness and chronic pain, this is your moment. Today is your time. I do invite you to write into the show or to email me, hello@beingbetterme.llc.com. And let's see what it is you're wanting to rewrite. It can be something very small. It can be something your heart desires that's been carried for years, perhaps decades, and can feel enormous. The truth is, nothing is bigger than what you are when it is your heart's desire, but the perception of it could be getting in your way. Again, your host, Christine Vibrant on Vibrant Voices, inviting you to reach out either on the show today or send me an email, hello@beingbetterme.llc, and let's see what it is we can rewrite together. As we take a short break, I invite you to sit with what worked in the past, how you'd like to implement it in the future. And when we come back, we're going to dive into inner child, the shadow, and what starting your journey really looks and feels like. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this break.
Feeling overwhelmed by life and underwhelmed by your prospects, unheard and unappreciated? Vibrant Voices gets joyful about authenticity and reshaping your reality. Join Christine Vibrant and guests on Vibrant Voices and give your voice a chance to be represented. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
And welcome back to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, as we're diving into self-care for spiritual growth and rewriting your story as part of that spiritual growth. I'm so excited to be here with you today. I've come back from an excellent writer's retreat in Nashville, Tennessee, with an amazing group of soul sisters. And in this moment, I wanted to just acknowledge all of the loving care that was given to me at this retreat. Our leader was Jennifer Grace. And Jennifer Grace has an excellent interview with me on Waking Hope a few episodes back with her own a great, amazing giveaway. And the reason I'm stumbling is because I'm so excited about what has happened. Jennifer Grace is a clarity catalyst mentor, leader. She is one of the people in my life that keeps bringing me back to center, whether she's aware of it or not. And I'm giving her a great big shout out of love. On that episode, Jennifer Grace had a giveaway, which is for everybody. And it's the Future Self meditation from her website. And when you're diving into starting something different, when you're diving into giving yourself that heart's desire of writing the story you've always wanted to and never did, of starting a business that's calling you, but you don't feel ready for, of taking on anything new, whether it's a podcast, hosting retreats, being on social media, launching a mentorship of your own. It is a wonderful, wonderful evolutionary process to be in touch with the future version of you. That's the one who's doing this, after all. And that meditation has really, really strengthened my journey with writing my book. And when we came to the retreat in Nashville, I wanted to share a little bit of perception with you, since perception was what we spoke about just before the break. Stepping into your healed self is going to feel very jarring because this is not who you've been before. You've been operating on an unhealed cycle, and it could be generational trauma, and you might be the black sheep of the family, the curse breaker. And that means your journey will look very different to those where you've come from. Those who raised you, those who grew you, those who look like you can actually be vastly different. And if you're like me and you've tried to be the best good girl out there, oh boy, that transformation is going to shake and quake your world. But that's what's supposed to happen. When you're stepping into everything that you're meant to be, it helps so much to have a circle, a community, support around you. And it really helps when you're surrounded by people who are going through the same thing you are. When we all met at the retreat, when I met Susan and Nicole and Arti and Katie and Darlene, I looked around at all of these women and thought, oh, I need to up my yoga game. How am I going to get anything done? Look at these amazing women. Look at these American women. And here's the South African coming. And what are they going to think about me? And all of my weirdness and all of my differentness. The truth is, we were all thinking that. The truth is, we were all looking around and feeling qualms about this choice. And the truth is, when we sat in authenticity with our vulnerable selves and released what was holding us back from writing, oh boy, did we find our soul sisters? Did we find similar experiences in all of our lives, which greatly leveled the playing field and allowed transformation to flow? In fact, I'm holding my soul sister in safety and love as promised. Katie, I'm holding you tight. You're with me today, and I'm grateful for this. There will be a lot of grief released as you're stepping into everything you've wanted. Again, like I mentioned in the first part, every version of you that didn't put this into place is going to come up for you to navigate, for you to acknowledge. And the safest and easiest way is to stop struggling and to look at every version of you that didn't do this with love, compassion, kindness, and oodles of self-care. Self-care saturation will remind your body, mind, spirit that you are all of it and none of it. Stepping into spiritual growth for some people is going to look like you're falling apart. But if you're approaching it with consciousness, conscious loving attention, openness to spirit, I don't know how, but show me. Just show me. I'm ready. I'm being here now. I'm present. Show me. We'll allow answers to flow to you. Quite often answers that you never thought possible. And as we were sharing our stories and our group of soul sisters, the cheers and the tears, the uplifting, the laughter. Nicole, I'm missing your laughter. Nicole's laughter can uplift the world. The gentleness of Susan. The beautiful, beautiful sharing of Arti with two different ways of living in one person. And Darlene, bringing us through yoga poses that we were not sure we'd be able to stretch into, but we did. I'm carrying you in my hearts today, in my heart today, all of you. And this is what I invite you to step into. When you work with someone who has been where you are, not perfect, perfectly imperfect, it opens the way for you to be all of who you are, with all of your weirdness and all of the tears. And it allows the grief to flow. Grief can often get in the way of our joy. And when you allow that to flow and you ground it and you put it to bed with love and acceptance of everything that came before, because in this moment, it matters who you are. It matters who you're being in your healing. You're not only going to uplift your circle, you're going to step into that version of yourself whose voice is vibrant, whose words matter, whose experience will resonate with someone that you will never meet, or maybe you will. Wow, what an honoring of your journey. What an honoring of everything that we are and everything that we've been given by those who really dearly love us, but may deeply misunderstand us. It is not your journey to placate. It is not your journey to people please. It is not your journey in this life to soothe others. It is yours to face and to take hold and to say, this is my time. This is how I am. This is how I heal. This is my inner child standing up screaming, saying, I am the wild woman that is going to blaze a path on this world that no one has seen, and perhaps bring vibrancy that is going to talk about the life that's going to elevate someone else's. Every day when you're being who you are, you will magnetize to you people that are searching for what you have and those who are here to show you the way, show you who you are. And quite often, the truth of who you are will come out in a stranger's voice, in a stranger's expression of who you are. Opening yourself up to new experiences can feel quite scary when you've been isolated, when you've had invalidation, and when you've had, providers giving you all kinds of negativity. You do deserve to live life lovingly. You do deserve nourishing, naturally healthy living, and it is absolutely within your grasp. Rewriting your story is a powerful act of advocacy. Rewriting your story is a powerful act of rebellion, and everything that came before, as you allow your spirit to flow through, you allow the grief to flow onto the page and let it go. You allow the joy to start flowing through, and the light within you will blaze brightly. Be prepared for wonderful messages from spirit. Be prepared to meet people along this journey that are just as beautiful and bright as you. Bright souls, shine bright. We deserve you. We need you. And when you step into speaking your truth with vulnerability and authenticity in a safe space, oh, what flows. You are allowed. You are allowed to be who you are. And I'm giving you permission today to let go of everything that you've been carrying for so long, to let go with struggling with a version of you who didn't step into what your heart's desire is. Today is the day. You have all the time in the world, and we're going to take a little bit of a break so that I can give you time to get in touch with me. Shoot me an email, hello@beingbettermellc.com. I'm really looking forward to hearing what it is you're wanting to rewrite. If you're not ready for that, hop onto my social medias. You can find me, Christine Vibrant, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter as well, but I show up on the others a lot more frequently. And you can send me a DM. Christine Vibrant is really excited to see what it is that you're wanting to put out there in the world. What is your story about? What is burning inside you to bring to the world? Because your message matters. And I'm going to dive into that when we come back. Take this break. Think about what it is you're wanting to write. Pop it down on a book. Shoot me a DM on my socials. Send me an email. And when we get back, we're going to spend a little bit more time raising your vibrant voice. Your host, Christine Vibrant, invites you to stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this break.
Feeling overwhelmed by life and underwhelmed by your prospects, unheard and unappreciated? Vibrant Voices gets joyful about authenticity and reshaping your reality. Join Christine Vibrant and guests on Vibrant Voices and give your voice a chance to be represented. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Welcome back to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, as we navigate self-care for spiritual growth and rewriting your story to put your healing journey into process. This has been really interesting to me to talk with you about, and I'm still giggling inside to think about what your faces and your expressions must be doing when I talk about skincare for spiritual growth. Shampoo bars and conditioner bars and magnesium sprays to enhance your spiritual growth. And I really hope that you're curious about this and that you'll reach out. Don't forget, you can hit me up on any of my social media, Christine Vibrant, across the board, or send me an email, hello@beingbetterme.llc.com. That's a new website. The beingbetterme.com is still there, but we're switching over to a whole new platform because we are starting something new, something exciting, something that Christine Vibrant has had for heart's desire for years and years. And as I've navigated habit change with my clients, and especially for myself, because you practice what you preach, I have been stepping into a version of me, a healed version of me, who is accomplishing everything I ever thought I never could do. Afraid and Achieving Anyway. And this is part of my book. My book is in progress, starting it a few weeks back. They were different versions of the book as different versions of me came up who didn't write it. And of course, all of that self-sabotage of, I don't know what I'm doing and who am I to write this? And what are you thinking, Christine? You're not an author. What are you doing writing? And it's really, really humbling and grounding to know that everybody else who starts a journey has the same thoughts. We're all getting in our own way so often. And it can feel really, really disheartening when you're looking at yourself and you're like, why aren't you moving? Why am I struggling with me? Because everything else is perfect. I've got space. I have time. I have an idea. I have access. I'm working with a group. I'm working with a mentor, amazing leader. I have soul sisters. Why am I not able to do this? And this is the magic of it. Making friends with yourself. Stop struggling. And instead, start dancing. Move with every version of you that is coming up. Moving love. Create a rhythm that works for you. Create motion in everything you're wanting to put out. And if you're not able to move your body, sing. We talked about the sing method in a previous episode. Singing will bring vibration and air and movement to your body, especially when you don't only sing in your throat, when you're not only thinking about your diaphragm. But here's a lesson Christine Vibrant learned in Taiwan when I took opera lessons. Because of course I did. When you needing to sing, I want you to think about when you're in the bathroom and you're urinating and how you stop that urination, that muscle. That's where you sing from. That's the base of it. And when you're comfortable with that, I'm going to ask you to bring it down to your toes. But that's a show for a different day. When you're navigating change, who you're being matters so much more than what you're doing. And who you were in the past is going to show up. Every iteration of you that didn't do the work is going to be raising their hands for attention. They're going to want to keep you safe. That self-sabotage is there to keep you in place. Because stepping into the unknown and discomfort is jarring. We don't know what we don't know. And that can feel very scary. Stepping into transformation when you have friendships, soul sisters, soul brothers, a soul family, maybe not the one that you come from. Blood makes you related, not always family. This can really elevate your experience. I am missing all of the wonderful people from the writer's retreat that I've just come back from, and I'm holding them in my space and in my heart today as I just honor the journey that we all started together, where we all had moments of sabotage. We all had moments of thinking this isn't enough. As one of my friends said, how am I going to write an elegant line? And the truth is, we didn't need that. Her voice shone so beautifully and resonated with such rich timbre when it was hers and not what she was trying to be. Your perception of your situation is this momentary block. Let it go. Stop struggling. Have some fun with you. Do the dance. Get in front of the mirror if you can. Tap into that inner child, what it was you loved to do. Maybe take some bubbles and go blow some bubbles out there. Maybe every judgy sentence that's coming up to stop you writing, you go blow in a bubble, or you sing it out to the tune of another song. Scream it into the pillow if it's loud. Dial that volume down so that your intuition can come up, so that your inner voice can rise and resonate and be vibrant. If you're curious about what this looks and sounds like, please get a hold of me. Christine Vibrant can be found across social media. YouTube. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, a little bit on Twitter and a little bit on LinkedIn. Or simply shoot me an email, hello@beingbettermellc.com. As we learn the rhythm of who you are, of what your vibrant voice is wanting to say, and I'm going to tell you why this matters. You've heard my story of being unable to speak. You know in past episodes that from the age of 10 to the age of 15, I could barely say my name without a horrific stutter, and that it took my mother's death on my 15th birthday to shake the X blah bleep 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 word out of me. See, I couldn't say a word there. And to make me realize that this was the moment when I had to take everything into my hands. I stepped onto a stage, and when I couldn't use my own voice, the words another had written allowed access. And open the way. And in every moment when I felt that I couldn't use my own voice, I knew I could reach out for something someone else had written. And that is the power of your voice. Your story matters so much more than you can ever imagine possible, because your words are going to be read someday by someone who is seeking and hurting and struggling, and they know they deserve better. Write your story, write your heart, write what it is that's burning inside you, whether it's simply journaling or whether you're wanting to write a book. You can do what it is that you want to do in this life, but you need to choose. You need to be clear about what it is you're choosing and show up consistently. The magic is there within you. My book is writing itself at this point. The ABCs of nourishing naturally healthy living has flowed out of me. And the very first word in the introduction is a four-letter word starting with F. And that is exactly how I felt when I started writing it. And as it flowed, as the joy and the love and the music and the song and the motion and the movement came out, the natural ease of it speaks to me. It's time. What is time for you? I'm really excited to hear what it is you're wanting to write, what it is you're wanting to rewrite, and how it's going. Reach out. Hello at beingbetterme.llc.com. Find me on Christine Vibrant across social media. And let's spend some time together, just erasing any perception that's getting in the way and allowing your joy and love and ease to flow. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I really hope my vibrant voice has resonated with you. And to everyone tuning in, I'm holding you in my heart and looking forward to hearing from you. Stay well and have a beautiful week ahead. Christine Vibrant, signing out.
As this hour of Vibrant Voices comes to a close, we hope you found representation in shared experiences. Authentic expression can feel scary. Trusting your vibrant voice, having an example that resonates with you, exits excuses. We know you are capable of achieving your goals. You can nourish naturally healthy living, and your voice and story matters. Using your vibrant voice will show you the way. Until next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.